First, we are joined by Pivotal Systems with the ticker code PVS, a company that provides the best-in-class gas flow monitoring and control technology platform for the semiconductor industry. To tell us more about their projects, today I am joined by Chairman and CEO John Hoffman. Good morning, John.
Good morning, and thank you very much for the introduction.
Let me bring up your presentation.
Thank you. First off, Pivotal Systems is involved in the global semiconductor production industry. We'll speak specifically about the excitement in this industry and some of the things that are continuing to move this industry forward. For further information about Pivotal, you can go to our website, www.pivotalsys.com. We have an investor tab in which all of these presentations are there for your review. We participate in the global electronics market. Currently, that's about $350 billion annually. The latest information we're seeing from various industry consortiums show that's going to $1 trillion by 2030. This industry is very complex, but it all comes down to the devices you see there in the center of the picture, which is a semiconductor. Those are absolutely across all bits of technology we see in the world today, and it's growing at a very, very fast rate. A deep dive on that shows a typical semiconductor factory. This one is a Samsung factory in Seoul, Korea. These generally cost between $7 and $14 billion US to construct. They take sometimes up to 3 years to fully populate them with equipment. Below it, it shows a typical aisle inside one of those factories. There can be 400 different production tools running, and you'll notice there's not a lot of people. The semiconductor wafers themselves are managed by track systems, which is the overhead trolley you can see. And thus, we try very hard in the industry to not let various contamination get across these wafers because it will affect yield. And one of the biggest contaminants are people. On the top right, you'll see a typical semiconductor tool. This is an etch tool by Tokyo Electron. This is a six-chamber tool for production. You see three chambers on the left. On the front are three load lock chambers that move the wafers in and out of the tool for production. And then finally at the bottom, that's a gas panel. This one happens to be populated by Pivotal gas flow controllers. Each production chamber in on each production tool would have a gas panel around this type of configuration. And so on a typical tool, there's about 80 different gas flow controllers utilized. So as you can see, we're a piece of a very, very large and growing market. One of the things that we're seeing right now is that there are 34 different production factories in some state of being built or adding equipment. And now in the future, we're seeing governments beginning to say that semiconductor production is core to their overall defense strategy or their core capabilities as a nation. And now that's they've come up in the last year, there's over $680 billion US being pledged by various governments around the world to build new and more leading edge semiconductor factories. And this slide just gives you a sense of what that looks like. So when we look at the market that Pivotal participates in, it's about $1 billion a year in the area of flow controllers. Our competitors are generally world-class companies, Fujikin and Hariba in Japan and Brooks in the United States. We generally sell into two different markets, into these multi-billion dollar semiconductor equipment manufacturers like Applied Materials, Tokyo Electron, Lam Research, AMEC and SEMES, and they're from around the world, as well as we can sell our devices directly into some of the largest companies in the world to include Samsung, TSMC, Intel, UMC, SK Hynix, and a multitude of others. And we sell our flow controllers both on etch tools and deposition tools. So of the 400 odd tools that are in a typical semiconductor factory, these two types of tools are, represent the lion's share. So why Pivotal? It's very important to understand that gas flow technology affects the yield and the number of good devices that a semiconductor manufacturer can produce. Pivotal's flow controllers are the fastest and the most accurate flow controllers in the world. We're talking about the capability on our devices to measure inputs at the millionth of a second, to control a valve at the thousandth of a second, and the ability to control that valve to a nanometer or 1/100th of a human hair. And we're doing this with the latest and greatest technology, of which we have 36 issued patents and about 389 claims. Why is that important? If a typical etch process is 10 seconds, and Pivotal Systems is turning on and turning off in 50 milliseconds versus our competitors at 500 milliseconds, we can give device manufacturers greater than 10% more output on any given production run. And there are thousands of these happening on a daily basis. When our flow controllers are more accurate, we guarantee a 0.5% accuracy versus our competitors, which can at best guarantee 1%. That enables us to tighten up the manufacturing yield in order for them to get better product out of their line. So why Pivotal? We allow companies like Samsung and device manufacturers to make more money, and more money can either be by more product or better product because they're getting better yield out of their factories. 2021 was a relatively solid year for Pivotal in this industry. Our revenue was up about 34%. Our gross margins improved about 28%. And our new orders grew at 44.5%. Our backlog ended the year with a growth of about 30%. So in an industry year where the market was overall up about 30%, Pivotal was generally outperforming that in terms of market share gains, which is that currently we have come back and said we will relook our 2022 guidance as we get into the second half of the year, as we're seeing very, very strong growth, but at the same time, we're seeing a lot of supply chain perturbations. And I think many people are aware of these things as you try to buy a new car or some of the information coming out from various electronics companies. There's just a great shortage of chips, and that's why all these factories are being built. Those shortages can affect companies like Pivotal, as we have printed circuit boards and the like on all of our products. So at this point, we'll relook 2022, but it is forecasted to be, again, a strong growth year for our industry. So that's a very brief but deep dive into the company and why we're in some very exciting times. And I'd be pleased to answer any questions you might have.
Well, thank you so much for the great presentation, John. We've had a question come through, actually. So with COVID impacting upon the supply chain for semiconductors, how has the company responded to this and still achieved growth?
Yeah, COVID is really affecting us more so in some of our contract manufacturing facilities. We build our devices in Shenzhen, China, which is actually the next province over from Wuhan. So we're constantly having to manage to that and make sure that we have plenty of safety stock. So it's there, but it is something that we've been showing the ability to manage through here for the past 18 to 24 months.
Wonderful. And so finally, I saw you had some really good financials that you put out recently. So what should shareholders look forward to over the next sort of 3 to 6 months?
Great question. We again, are pushing forward on this growth trajectory that the industry is driving forward to. We've got some exciting new products that are coming out that we'll continue to keep the market informed on. There's a lot of information on that on the website. So that's the net of it, which is we've got more opportunities than we have the ability to handle at this point in terms of business growth. And that's kind of where we'd like to be.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for the great presentation, John. We look forward to seeing further updates.
Thank you very much.